Our Father, we live by faith in your Son, Jesus. We were saved by faith in him. We received the fullness of the Spirit and that same faith. Father, we have won souls by faith. We have lived by faith. We have trusted you. And Father, when you told us that our faith without works was dead, then we worked for thy approval of our faith. Lord, again today we call upon thee in faith, believing that you will meet our every need according to your riches in glory. And we will give you the praise and all the thanks, for we have asked it in Jesus' name. Amen. And if the choir will, he lives. Everyone stand and sing with the choir. Praise the Lord. While everyone is still standing, I want to ask the ushers to come back. And we're not going to pass by this glorious Easter Sunday without communion in remembrance of him. And as the ushers pass among the people, we have come to the end of the line. Jesus is coming. He really is coming. The prophecies have all been fulfilled, and now we are just waiting for his return. And as we sing together, the King is coming. Praise the Lord. No more traffic in the street. All the builder's tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors. In the courtrooms, all the debate will cease. Time on this old earth will all be suspended when the King walks through the gate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. the Lord. The King is coming. Praise God, He's coming for me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Has everyone been waited upon? Anyone that has been missed? Raise your hand. We're reading from the book of 1 Corinthians, beginning at the 23rd verse of the 11th chapter, those of you who have your Bibles. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. In so many of the modernistic churches today, communion has become tradition, and certainly it isn't that at all. This is a very, very sacred, this is a sacred rite before God. And let us all, before we partake of this blood and this precious body of Jesus, let us examine our hearts and our souls. Let us look unto Him whose blood only is able to cleanse us from sin and unrighteousness. Let us call upon Him, for if He shall cleanse us, we shall be clean. And if he shall save us, we shall be saved. Our Father, we join together before thy holy throne and thy holy angels. And we ask thee, our Father, remember the clay that we are made from. Oh, Father God, by the power of the blood of thy Son, Jesus, erase every sin, every mistake, every error. Cleanse us, O Lord, our God. Give us a new heart, Jesus. New desires, new perspective. Oh, Father, we ask it in your name and for your sake. Amen and amen. take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Brother Ernie, will you come while we're all standing together? And let us join together in singing When I've Gone the Last Mile of the Way.
If I walk in the pathway of duty,
hallelujah.
If I work till the close of
hallelujah.
The day, I'll see,
oh, I'll see the great King
in
His beauty.
When I've gone
the last mile of the way.
When I've gone the last mile of the way. I'll rest at the close of the day.
Hallelujah.
And I know that.
Oh, I know there are joys that await me.
When I've gone the last mile of the way.
Praise the Lord, praise
if
the Lord.
For Christ I proclaim.
Oh, if I stay in there and I witness. I've been willing to take the persecution, the abuse that others would know, that He is Lord.
Then
I've sought out those sheep, Lord Jesus, that no one wanted.
When I've gone the last mile of the way.
In such a beautiful way. Tony, will you come and sing hallelujah? Let's praise Him and thank Him who died for us. Praise Him, thank Him, sing hallelujahs unto Him who shall return and take us to be with Him forevermore. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
This is quite a busy day today. We're having baptismal service. dedicating the new babies to the Lord, and the regular service, the Easter service. I know that there isn't a person in this room this afternoon that isn't familiar with the story of Calvary. But I think to look behind the shadow of the cross and to see the reality of the Son of Man, to see Him as He came unto this earth, not anything outstanding about Him in the beginning that people would have paid great attention to. He never achieved any worldly fame or acclaim. But He came and He walked among us, and He looked into the recesses of our hearts and our souls. And He saw us for what we were. Many years ago, I used to be astounded at Calvary. There was something about it to think that human flesh could actually take other human flesh and beat it. And bruises and blood and gashes, cuts. And take a piece of human flesh like that and begin nailing it to a cross. And I thought, my God, how could any humanity ever possibly be able to slip to such a degree as that they could be capable of doing such heinous things as this. And it seemed impossible. I thought about the worst human beings that I could possibly think of. People who had committed heinous crimes. And I would say, like other people, they should be put to death. A person that would do such a thing should be put to death. Yet knowing in my heart, if I were the person chosen to do that, or even be a participant, there would be no way in the world that I could ever do it. No way. The worst creature that ever breathed. But here you see a man who has done no harm, no wrong to anyone. He came and He walked among us. And He felt every pain, every desire that all of us have felt and know. He suffered the agonies of eternity on the cross, and yet He was without spot or blemish. He never sinned. He did no wrong. If you think of Jesus when His ministry began, of how He was the outcast of the earth, the laughingstock of all humanity at the time He was here. A few people followed after Him. They believed Him. They knew the words He spoke were words of life. And yet, by numbers, the social structure, the traditional Christian, the traditional religious person, they turned their backs upon Him because they did not want to be aligned with Him. They didn't want to be laughed at. They didn't want to be mocked and scoffed and persecuted. So they turned away and they went another way. And I think of all these things, how man has not changed. How he's just the same creature he was that took the Son of the Living God, beat him, tortured him, tormented, persecuted him, and murdered him. They have not changed. Only the blood of that same Jesus that was shed upon the cross can bring peace and love and harmony unto mankind. Not by accepting in the mind that he is the Son of the Living God, that he left his home in glory, a king, that he took not upon himself the form of angels, but took upon himself the form of a man, choosing to walk the same path of life that you and I walk, choosing to suffer the same persecution, the same abuse that all of us who hold him up as Moses held the serpent in the desert shall know that sting that says there is only one way, and that is God's way. I think about people as you look at them, as Jesus looked into the faces of the throngs of people. You look into the eyes, the very mirror of the soul. And the soul is speaking back. One you look into the face of, and you see hate beyond anything that you can imagine or believe to be possible. A person that you don't even know. And that same hate is there that nailed Jesus to the cross. It's there. You hear the same malicious gossip, the same alignment of lies that tortured him throughout his ministry and eventually nailed him to the cross. It's all there. And then you look into the eyes of another person. There isn't any hate there. They look at you. I may not fully understand, sister, what you're really doing, but I see nothing but good from it. I may not have come to that place in my life of making that full dedication to Jesus Christ, but I'm glad that you have. Because I don't have any accusations to bring against you. I think you've done a wonderful job. I know as Jesus walked up and down and looked into the faces, into the eyes of the people, I see the same thing my Savior saw. You say, how can a person look at you with hate whom you do not even know? Jesus said, Susie, they hated me without a cause, and they'll hate you also. It's a spirit. It's a demon spirit. They hated me before you, and they'll hate you after me. We can crucify people in so many, many ways without nailing them to a cross. We can crucify them by attempting to destroy their character, the good works. We can crucify the soul of a brother or a sister by telling things that are untrue, things that are evil and that hurt. Jesus commanded us that we love one another. It's a strange thing to see people come into the camp of the Lord and begin an attempt at assessment of God. And they look at hundreds of people. They don't have any problems. They don't hate anybody. They're not looking to get something started or something going. And they say, now there's got to be something wrong with you people. There has to be. It's impossible for people to live together in love and peace. It's impossible. And they're going to try to get a single. It is impossible for people to be programmed into peace.
Right. Amen.
There is only one who bringeth peace. And that is the Prince of Peace.
Praise the Lord.
Abraham Lincoln didn't make all men equal. Made them hate each other. Started them fighting all over again. There is only one who can make men equal.
Amen.
And that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For he said, you all become one in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
There is no other way that we will ever be able to find peace other than through Calvary.
Amen.
There is no other way.
Praise the Lord.
In closing the message this afternoon, there is one way that we can be saved, and that is through Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask you if there is one person out there who is not born again. I see people say they're born again, but their spirit doesn't bear witness. It isn't the Spirit of Christ. They've accepted Him in the head, but not in the heart, because there isn't that love and that witness of the Spirit. The tragedy, brothers and sisters, friends, is that churches will be sitting filled to capacity with people who have never had that born-again experience, lived good lives. As far as mankind is concerned, lived good lives. And when the angel of death hovers over, begin to suddenly realize, I am lost. I am lost. Since we have been in this area, I've seen men and women come by the hundreds. I've seen them have that acceptance of Jesus. I've seen them profess Him as Lord. And I've seen them turn their backs and walk away because they didn't want to be associated with a church that was under fire, that was under persecution. The only church that has ever accomplished anything since the beginning of time was when they were under fire. After that, they fell into lethargy. They fell asleep. I saw a man come across the street to the little chapel. A man that had been an alcoholic for a number of years. And I saw that man one Sunday afternoon make his way down the aisle to the altar. And I saw that man born again. But he went back to Fort Smith and he began to tell his friends and his business associates about this miraculous experience that he had had here. They said, "You don't want to be associated with those people. You don't want to. It may cause you trouble in your business. It may cause you trouble and persecution. You don't want to." So they aligned them into a quite social church in Fort Smith. A man was dying in St. Edward's Hospital. He'd gone back to alcohol. The veins were actually bursting in his body. Calling out, "Pray for me, pray for me." And I thought about the multitudes who had witnessed the ministry of Jesus Christ. I thought about those who had seen him stretch forth his hand and touch the blind eyes and seen them open. I thought about those who had seen him touch the lepers and seen them cleansed. I thought of those who had seen the lame and the deaf and the blind made whole. But they would not stand the persecution of being a part of that ministry. And they turned their backs and they walked away. And he died. He was crucified. Has man changed? Only those who say, "Lord, I don't care what people think. I'm not concerned with what people think or do. I know that God is here."
Amen.
The people said to Jesus, "I know the works you do are of God. I know they're of God. But I can't take the persecution. The price is high." Yes, the price is high. You never find a person that takes a stand for anything that's right that isn't going to be attacked from every side. A fish can just swim downstream, no problem. But if you take a stand for what you believe in, you're into serious trouble. You're going to become controversial immediately. There's one way. And that's the way of the cross. It's a commandment of God that we be born again and then pick up the cross and follow him. Right after this service, we'll be baptizing, dedicating the baby. But the ones of you who will not be able to stay that long, I'm going to ask you to stand, and while Brother Tony comes, there's room at the cross for you.
There's room at the cross for you.
Oh, there's room at the cross for you.
There's room at the cross for you.
Decision that you're ever going to make in your life. You're making a decision where your soul is going to spend eternity. I ask you to follow me in prayer and every word, think upon what you are saying. and mean it with all your heart and your soul. My Lord and my God, have mercy on my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the Living God. I believe He died on the cross and shed His blood for my sins. I believe He rose from the dead and ascended into the heavens and lives forevermore. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Lord, I know You have heard me, and I know You have answered me. Jesus, I accept You by faith into my heart as my personal Savior. And I know I'm saved. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands and praise the Lord if you know you're saved. Praise the Lord. 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 You may be seated. And will you bring the babies? Brother Tom, will you come? And let's all stand and sing. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the trumpet of the Lord will sound, time will be no more. Morning break, eternal bright and fair. And when the saved of earth gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When
Praise the Lord.
Because of all His wondrous love and care.
Praise the Lord.
Then when all our lives over and our work's on earth, the rolling call up yonder, I'll be there.
The Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Mary Jane, will you come and sing He Touched Me? You may be seated if you'd be more comfortable sitting.
Need the Lord and shame. Lend a hand of
praise the Lord. The world, the flesh, and the devil, and undertake by God's grace to put off the old man and his deeds, and follow the Lord Jesus Christ into the death of the cross and the grave, for which this baptism is like unto. Following the Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost for the rest of your life. Do you confess the Lord Jesus Christ as God's only begotten Son, and that He is your personal Savior? Do you profess this before man? baptize thee, Jody Malone, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Flesh. Simeon Walker. Mark Kirk, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Stephanie Pryor. Praise the Lord. Lucas Adam Longtree. The name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost. Rogers, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Power than I have ever seen. Margaret Jean Armstrong, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. David Nathaniel Redlin, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, praise the Lord. Look who this is. Praise the Lord. Carlos Avila, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wanda Colette Benson, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Their sister Avila. Praise the Lord. Angela Avila, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Avila, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Stand up, congregation. Let's all sing it together. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Come on, Tom. Hallelujah. Nobody wants to go home. Let's just stay and praise the Lord.
There's a country far beyond the starry sky. There's a city where there never comes a night. And if we are faithful, we will go there by and by.
to that city where the Lamb is the light.
Days of sunshine, but we know
that the sun which shines upon us now so bright will be changed to clouds and rain until we go.
That city where the Lamb is alive.
That city where the Lamb is alive.
In that city where there cometh no night.
I've got a mansion over there.
Let's free from storm.
One more time, everybody's going to be there.
In that city where the Lamb is the light.
In that city where there comes no light.
I've got a big mansion over there.
For the streets of Georgia.
For I'm going where the Lamb is the light.
The Lord, praise 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 the Lord. Our Father, we thank you for this day with your Son, Jesus. We thank you because you have touched us, you have revived us, you have delivered us, you have set us free from the bondage of Satan. And because of Calvary, we can live forevermore. Bless us all now as we go our separate ways. Bring us back again at this same time next Sunday afternoon to commune with a living God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. You are dismissed. Shake hands.